This is the Banner of Truth broadcast, a ministry of the Free Reformed Churches of North America. Our speaker is Pastor Hans Overdoon.
O give thanks unto the Lord. O give thanks unto the God of gods. O give thanks to the Lord of lords. So Psalm 136 begins, three times calling for this, that we give thanks to the Lord God over all, as revealed to us in the Bible and in the person and work of Jesus Christ, the Savior of sinners. In Canada, we have just celebrated Thanksgiving Day 2007. How good and right it is to take time to express thanksgiving to God the Lord. For after all, as the Bible so clearly teaches us, God is the source of each and every blessing of life, for body and soul, that you and I may know and enjoy. In this radio message, there is just one point that I want to concentrate on with you that we should be so thankful to God for. Can you guess what it might be? We should be so thankful that God in His Word repeatedly calls us to give thanks to Him. Thanks, Lord, for reminding us to thank Thee over and over again. Praise be to God that He teaches us and cares about it, that you and I thank Him for all the blessings in life. Why is that so special? Listen and you will find out. Psalm 136 states four times, O give thanks, give thanks, give thanks, give thanks to the Lord. This exhortation is in many other places as well in the Holy Bible. Why should we be so thankful that God calls us and keeps reminding us to be thankful to Him? Well, don't you see with me how this shows and proves that God will have us rightly focused in life and really fulfilled in life and richly fruitful in life as well. Let me expand briefly on each of these points. Being thankful to God is what leads to rightly focused living. In this Psalm 136, the psalmist gives thanks to God in the verses 3 to 9 as God of creation. And in the verses 10 to 22, he gives thanks for God's salvation history, followed in the verses 23 to 25 with thanksgiving over all God's daily care and keeping for body and soul. The psalmist in every verse clearly sees and states all God's blessings as truly something always undeserved, but always granted in God's mercy and loving kindness. This is the psalm that repeats over and over, yes, 26 times altogether in this 26-verse psalm, "For His mercy endures forever." As one writer put it, Psalm 136 in each verse calls for praise and thanksgiving to God, and it closes with a verse or a phrase that excites to never-ending praise, "For His mercy endures forever." Well, you agree, this thankful perspective helps the psalmist and anyone to realize in life we were made by God for praise, and it is to His glory and honor that we should live. With God as the only Savior God too, how much we need to look to Him for all our salvation, and how infinitely much we owe Him for His wondrous salvation so fully accomplished in the Savior Jesus Christ, and freely offered even for as many as do trust and obey Him. And thinking of God as a God of daily providence, who provides His daily care and keeping of us body and soul, oh, isn't it so we owe thanks to Him for all His daily care for us, from head to toe and from beginning to end? Giving thanks to God, like is done in Psalm 136, is living in a God-dependent and God-exalting manner, and living in humility and devotion before the Lord, always confessing the calling in life to live in view of God and in faith before Him and in love to Him and in service to Him in accordance with all His works and ways, as told us in His Word, especially also for His unending mercy and grace, which we always so desperately need. You can be sure of this. Unthankful people are always living lives out of focus with God and out of focus on what life is really about. Unthankful people forget God and even despise and deny God. Unthankful people become proud and vain, foolish and wicked even. The Lord says to us, "Be thankful, and oh, give thanks before me." And how thankful we should be for this constant exhortation, for with that the Lord shows us He will have us live rightly focused lives. Are you living a rightly focused life? Living in humble thanksgiving before God for all His blessings to you, acknowledging the least blessing is so undeserved, left to ourselves. It is a good thing to give thanks to the Lord, we read in Psalm 92. Good for a right focus, yes, and good too in promotion of being really faithful in life. Coming to our second thought. When do people become unfaithful in their commitments and responsibilities, whether at home or school or church or at work or in the community? Unfaithfulness in our relationships and duties and cares before God and others always is joined with being and becoming ungrateful. Think about it. When you are not thankful to God for blessings in life, you begin to complain more. And more you complain about this and that, and him and her. Ingratitude leads to grumbling and complaining about who knows what all. And the result is more and more you slack off on how you may serve others. And you think more and more instead how others should serve you. And before you know it, you are not living really faithful in any respect, but living unfaithfully in different ways and degrees, making life miserable for yourself and for all those around you as well. Think about this and see if it's not true in relation to every detail of life. Being thankful and living faithfully in your responsibilities goes together. And being unthankful and living unfaithfully goes together as well. God will have us live really faithful in our families and in our schoolwork and daily job and in our church life and before Him and as citizens in this country and world. And so He calls and says, oh, give thanks, give thanks, give thanks, give thanks. As Paul says in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. When people are truly thankful to God, counting their blessings undeserved from Him, even in the most difficult of situations, you will find them living in humble devotion still, in their places and calling, to the best of their abilities, whatever their situation. Thank you, Lord, for calling us repeatedly and truly to give thanks to you, for thereby you also show us how you would have us live rightly focused lives and really faithful lives, and also, yes, richly fruitful lives as well. Oh, indeed, isn't that so true, too, how that when people are living in humble thanksgiving to God, their lives become such a blessing and encouragement for themselves, but also for so many others as well. When a person is living in humble thanksgiving before God and others, they bring cheer, and they make the best of difficult times, and they look to be of loving service to others, forgetting themselves and living to God's praise. Think of Paul in prison, so ministering to his fellow prisoners and ministering to believers all over the world because he was thankful still, even in adversity. When you meet a thankful person, thankful to God, especially for all his undeserved mercies day by day, then energy, love, and hope and praise to God is reflected from that person, and such does everyone good. A thankful person makes things positive in most difficult times even, while a thankless person makes things negative even in the best of situations. Can't we all think of examples proving this both ways? How much good in this life for others, people who live thankful lives before God have done and still do. Think of people who have dedicated their lives in Christian service in thanksgiving to God for all His mercies and blessings in life. Think of people who have given of their abundance of resources to start and sponsor different Christian ministries of word and deed. Think of all the small and big deeds of kindness and help to others done by people out of so much thanksgiving to God for all He has done and does do for us in all our lives. Truly thankful people are most diligent people and promote so much good even when on a sick bed. Truly thankful people are prayerful people. And doesn't the Bible say, the fervent, effectual prayer of a righteous man avails much? Truly thankful people are conscious they are never truly thankful enough and are always looking out for and praying about being instruments for good to God's praise, more and more as the Lord gives opportunity. Truly thankful people can't do enough to praise God and to lift for the well-being of others, always confessing it is by grace alone when we can do any good at all. And God's grace in Christ Jesus calls for my life, my soul, my all, to His praise and for our neighbor's good. What a joy to meet with and to be with truly thankful people. On the other hand, what a drag to meet with and to be with unthankful people. Blessed the family and the congregation and the country and the workplace where the people are thankful. Being thankful as God calls us to be and gives us every reason to be makes our lives rightly focused, really faithful, and richly fruitful. Who then will not be thankful and live thankfully before God and man also in our times? I can tell you those who will not live thankfully. All people who just refuse to acknowledge that they are undeserving as sinners in themselves, undeserving even of the very least blessing from God, let alone of the abundance of blessings that we may receive. All those who fail to realize and will not admit what James teaches in James 1:17, that every good and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, and is only always on account of God's mercy and loving kindness for Jesus' sake, the Savior, who gave His life, sinners to save, from temporal and eternal judgment from God. Unless there's conviction of sin and our unworthiness by nature, and unless there's repentance and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ as only Savior God for us, there will be no hearty, holy, happy thanksgiving before God. No, sadly so, no matter how rich you may be or may become, and how many your blessings in this life. But when there is conviction of sin in your life, and conversion to God in your life through Jesus Christ and by the Spirit, there will be joyful, thankful consecration before God and man in your life then too. Thankless people live godless lives, unfaithful lives, and unfruitful lives. The Bible says so, and all history proves it to be true. Thankful people, on the other hand, live lives so blessed, and that become such a blessing too, not just in their own generation, but even for the generations following as well. Again, the Bible teaches us this, and all history proves this as well. I challenge anyone to show that it is not so. Give thanks. Give thanks. Give thanks. Give thanks to God. Dear listener, will you do so? And do you do so? Shouldn't we be truly sorry for any and every time we are unthankful? Shouldn't we so praise God for His faithfulness and mercy in reminding us even time and again to be thankful to Him? The very repeated reminder proves our sinfulness, but His graciousness regardless for Jesus' sake. Thanks, Lord, for teaching us to be thankful and showing us from Thy Word that Thou art yet seeking that we all live lives rightly focused on Thee, really faithful before Thee, and richly fruitful unto Thee, to Thy praise, and for the good of others, and for our own well-being too. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endures forever. Why not read Psalm 136 for yourself, and give thanks to God in praise and worship, in word and deed, in spirit and truth, testifying with words like these based on Psalm 104, "While life shall last, my thankful lips a song to God will raise, and while my being I possess, my Maker I will praise." Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Will you? Amen.
If you would like a free printed copy of this message for yourself or a friend, write to Banner of Truth Broadcast, 9698 Epp Drive, Chilliwack, British Columbia, Canada. Postal code is V2P6N6. That's V2P6N6. For more information about the Free Reformed Churches of North America, you can go to frcna.org. Again, frcna.org on the internet. Thanks for listening. Tune in again next week at the same time for the Banner of Truth radio broadcast.